from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They've got a young nucleus of talent that I think we can all start to look at and say that even if it isn't this year, even if they're not capable of making a run this year, they certainly have the talent to put something together next year if the front office actually spends money. I'm vexed for and with Tiger fans. Jim will talk us through that. We'll also get to the Jared Goff Mendoza line, which I continue to find the most fascinating conversation in sports. I did it over the weekend on the Infinity Sports Network. I think you can tell a lot about somebody's opinions on quarterbacks in the NFL with where they relate other NFL quarterbacks to Jared Goff. But you guys can win a pair of passes to see the movie event of the year, Marvel Studios, Deadpool and Wolverine, only in theaters this Friday. Enter the code ENEMY by the end of our show at 923thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Marvel Studios and Sports Radio 923 The Fan. Not only am I a little grumpy, I can't read for bleep today, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But as we're talking about the Guardians, I am very curious how – panicked is not the right word for me. I think Heath on Twitter saying this weekend doesn't have me panicking. You're still 5 games up. But this series is big against Detroit, and it enforces they probably need a starting pitcher and bat added in the next week. And I do think, I think it's going to be really interesting to see whether people – take their foot off the gas with the Guardians over the next week or so if the Guardians aren't able to take one or two of these series before the deadline. I also just want to say, because I heard Daryl and Anthony talk about it, the Morning Boys, today, I will be allowing anybody who wants to hop off the Guardians bandwagon, you are free to do so at your own peril. But I think we got to start hardlining the Guardians bandwagon. If you were hopping on the bandwagon, because remember, guys, I put a burger, a thing of teasers, and a milkshake on it. I don't bet food on sporting events unless I am very confident and all in on said bet. My bet was that the Guardians were going to be in the thick of it for the AL Central, and that they were going to comfortably hit the over that Vegas set at 79.5 wins. So if the Guardians win 82 or less games, I have to buy Daryl all that stuff I just said. If the Guardians win 83 or more games, Daryl has to get me lunch. So it's apparent my stomach, my livelihood is on the line, and I'm confident in the Gardos. But I'm becoming the Guardians bandwagon bouncer because I cannot. If you are panicked, this is not what I'm saying. All right, if you're living and dying with a team every day, you are not who I'm talking to right now. We should be living or dying with the Cleveland Guardians. That's the greatest thing about sports, is that we overreact and we make excuses on the other side and we live and die with every single game. This is the first time I can remember people living and dying with the Guardians, even this early in the season. And they're 5 games up and 20 games over 500. So if you're panicking, you and I, we're good, because that means you're feeling something. I have seen a few people say, they're not going to make the playoffs. I saw a few of you on Twitter saying, this team is regressing to the mean. They were never that good in the first place. If you are giving up on the Guardians, that's different than panicking. If you're giving up on the Guardians after the last 20 games, that's fine. But if you want to jump back on the bandwagon, either when they make a big trade or not, or maybe when they start winning again, I think we need to start having standards for this. I think there needs to be, if you're already on there and you're going to stay on there, there is no cost. It is a free bandwagon, and we appreciate you. We love you going to games. We love you watching the team. We love you living and dying with every game. But if you're checking out on the Guardians and saying, and I've seen this over the weekend, I'm done watching this team. If you're leaving the bandwagon 7 days from now, 10 days from now, 15 days from now, certainly in October, certainly in early November, the cost to get back on the bandwagon, we're going to have to determine, because it cannot be free. If you jumped on the bandwagon in April, if you jumped on it in May, you jumped on June, hey, we're good. Because I'm just happy that there are more people on the bandwagon. But if this weekend was the tipping point, we're going to have some words later on down the road. But I think Heath brings up a great point about this Detroit series. One, they're a divisional foe. And if they take 3 of 4, or if they sweep you, that has real consequences. And whereas we jokingly, or not so jokingly, had an absolute Donnybrook 2 weeks ago about scoreboard watching with his Guardians team, it's real now. Until the Guardians, listen, I wasn't panicking 2 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, because the Guardians were still taking care of business. I don't care how hot the Twins are, how hot the Tigers are, how hot any other team in this division or in baseball, how well they're playing, as long as you're playing reasonably well. If you're playing 500 or better ball for the rest of the season, I can't panic. The Guardians are not. The last 20 games, 21 games, they're really, you can see that there's an ebb and a flow. That being said, whether we're panicking or not, let's not act like an ace level top two, top three starting pitcher isn't still the biggest need for the Guardians. The bats have gone cold. That is clearly 2 of the 3 games this weekend, they could not hit their way out of a paper bag. I totally get that. At the same time, pitching, and we saw this, Gavin Williams, he gave you 3 pretty okay innings and then completely imploded, and that's what happened Saturday night. You got Cookie on the bump tonight against the Tigers ace. Ben Lively actually did have a nice bounce back start. That's not, I mean, I don't really fault Ben for the loss yesterday. But right now, on any given night, I don't know what any of these, even the guys who've been better, Bybee and Lively, I don't know what you're going to get from them. And while each guy, Lively, Bybee, and Gavin, have all teased you with ace-type potential, or in the case of, not Lively didn't have ace-type potential, but he's been your best starter at points this year. Until one of them pulls the sword from the stone and gives you a chance every time out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You need to start a starting pitcher. Until Logan Allen or Tristan McKenzie or Matt Boyd, until one of those guys, you need a frontline starting pitcher. Those are six, by the way, those are six guys I mentioned, plus Cookie. So, if all guys get righted, that's seven guys for five spots. But right now, the problem is, even the three guys that have been your best pitchers so far this year, you don't know if you can trust on any given night. And the offensive concern is well-founded, because the Guardians are not a top-five offense. And when you start thinking about beating the Yankees or beating the Orioles or beating any of these teams, you're going to need more power. And I also think, and we've talked about this a lot, I think when it comes to having four of your nine spots in the lineup occupied, or five of your nine spots occupied by platoon players, that is a lot of fluctuation in production. If three of the five spots that are platoon spots are getting hitting, well, you're one of the best lineups in baseball. If one of the five spots is hitting, well, you get what you get over the weekend. So either Martinez, Noel, Schneeman, Rocchio, Jimenez, who, by the way, is an everyday player, David Fry, either those guys need to get righted and get consistent, or you will need some level of bat. But just because this weekend sucked, and guys, nobody enjoys watching one hitters for most of a game, watching an official two-hitter, nobody enjoys that. I totally get that frustration. If all things were equal, and they're not, if all things were equal, they still need an ace more than they need. They need somebody to set the tone for the starting rotation. A guy that strikes fear in a post, like the guy you're going to face tonight, Scooble. Jack Flaherty can be that guy. I don't know he's that guy anymore, but he has been that at parts. Garrett Crochet right now. He's a guy who, because of his ability to mow guys down and pitch at an elite level, that's another guy that I think opposing teams don't like to see on one of the three games you're going to face on any given weekend. Now, all things aren't equal, because there's like three of those guys, four of those guys that might be available. And in terms of power hitters, there's probably 15 guys that fit the bill for what the Guardians need. But I got the sense, in talking with my friends who are Guardians fans, watching you guys have conversations, I think I get the sense that people have flipped the switch and say it's, well, a power bat's more important. Listen, they need both. For being real honest, they need both. And the path to getting a power bat is much, much easier. The cost of Randy Arozarena isn't going to be the cost of Tarik Skubal. It's not. The cost of Pete Alonso, who's going to be a free agent, is not the same cost as Garrett Crochet. So that factors in. But they still need somebody to set the tone atop that rotation more than they need. Because here's the thing. I can't point to one pitcher and say on any given night, this guy gives you a chance. Right? He might. Gavin Williams might give you a chance. Three out of four starts in a row, Tanner Bibee's going to give you that chance. Ben Lively's just a tough case because he can't get through six innings, but like Ben Lively's going to give you five solid. Probably three out of five nights, right? But the problem is the nights that they don't are the nights they probably need him the most. Because then all of a sudden you're relying on Cookie. Then all of a sudden you're relying on Spencer Howard or the new Scrabble. I don't even know the guy's name, the guy they got from Miami a couple weeks back. Whereas with the Guardians, yeah, I could use another power hitter. I still have Hosey and I still have Josh Naylor. 216-474-0092. Did this weekend or of the last 20 games, have you changed your thoughts on what the Guardians' number one need is? I think in the end, I'm pretty certain they're going to get a bat of consequence. I have zero feel for whether they're going to get an elite-level pitcher. I think they need to get both, and getting both really changes the ceiling of this team, especially in October. At the same point, the thing they've lacked pretty much all year is a tone setter, a number one starter, a true top two rotation guy that then you can count on in October.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.